The Image and the Treasure by Horace E. Scudder, adapted. In the city of Rome was a graven image of a man. It stood upright and held out its hand. On the middle finger of the hand were the words, "Strike here." No one knew what this meant, but all thought that the image held some hidden treasure. So the image was marred by blows where one person and another had struck it to find the opening. At last, a learned man looked hard at the image to see if he could find out the secret. The sun was shining brightly. It was noon, and the shadow of the image lay upon the ground. The hand of the shadow was stretched out, and the learned man saw the shadow finger. He marked the spot where the tip of the finger rested, and at night, when all was still, he came again. He had brought a spade with him, and he dug down at the spot he had marked. Soon he came to a trap door. He raised the door and saw some steps leading down. Then he closed the door above him and went down the steps. He found himself in a great hall, and in the middle of the hall was a table. The table was set with dishes of gold and silver, with golden knives and cups of gold. At one end sat a king and queen. He knew them by their rich robes and by the crowns on their heads. Fine nobles, too, sat at the table, and all about were men standing. The wonder was, there was not a sound, and not a single person moved. The king sat still. The queen sat still. The nobles did not stir. The men were fixed. It was as if they were all of stone. And so they were. For when this learned man touched them, he found that they were stone. He went into a room beyond. There he saw many women dressed in purple. They, too, were of stone. He went into a stable. There stood horses in the stalls and dogs, but they had all been turned to stone. So he went about the palace, for palace it plainly was, and everywhere it was as still as death. Not a living thing was to be seen. But there were riches more than he had ever dreamt of. At last he came back to the great hall. He saw that the light which lighted the hall came from a precious stone in one corner. The light, as he gazed, fell upon a stone archer, who stood with his bow drawn, and the arrow pointed at the precious stone. On the archer's brow were the words, "I am what I am. My shaft is sure. Least of all can the precious stone escape me." Now the learned man thought to carry away some of the treasures. He went to the table and chose some of the golden cups. They would be the easiest to carry. But no sooner had he hidden them in his cloak than whoosh! The arrow sped from the bow and struck the precious stone. In an instant the stone was shivered to bits and there was total darkness. The learned man groped for the stairs. He could not find them. He went back and forth, but he never found the stairs. He, too, became a stone statue in the secret hall. This has been Laura's Voice. Production copyright 2018. Thanks for listening.